Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us today. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And we're visiting now with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. And Kirk is an award-winning journalist. He's an author. He's one of the pioneers in some of the non-traditional marketing systems and methods that are out there. He's a vice president, an executive vice president with MRM Partners Worldwide, but more importantly, folks, he's our good friend. Kirk, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's nice to be back. It's been a while.
It has been. Kirk, one of the things that you know that I focus on a good bit is the importance of noticing and paying attention to and understanding, even embracing, how technology has changed the way we do business. And you're one of the pioneers in what I'm about to say, and that's the influence of technology on marketing. You're one of the guys who were way ahead of most of us when technology really started having its way, so to speak, or having an impact on marketing. And I'd like for you to talk to us about some of those ideas.
I thank you for the kind words. I try to pay attention, and I read important sources of information like your newsletter, which is what got me thinking about it most recently as you were talking about technology. And what occurred to me is that the trends in marketing among the biggest global marketers today are trends that ultimately will benefit small business and level the playing field if only small business people understand them and take advantage of them. And it's all powered by changes in technology. And it begins, interestingly enough, I mean, to have global brands, right, you need global mass media. That's right. What's built global brands. But what's happening with improvements in technology is that mass media are breaking down, interestingly enough. And niche media are taking their places. It's very hard to assemble a worldwide audience around a particular network or station anymore because the audience is getting fragmented. And for marketers, a fellow named Stephen Heyer, who's the COO of Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. He's a small but significant global advertiser. Mm-hmm. I forget how many billions of dollars Coke spends
right.
on ads. But he was complaining recently, within the last year, that the techniques for avoiding advertising are becoming more and more available to more and more people, and that includes TiVo, where you can skip the ads. It includes 140 plus channel cable. It includes getting information
on your mute button.
Exactly. And things even, more out there, getting all your information on your PDA off the net, getting information on your cell phone text messaging. You just don't have to look at mass marketers' advertising anymore. And as I'm fond of saying, and I've been saying it for about a year, we're getting to the point where the only ad people will see is the one they choose to see.
Mm-hmm.
That day is not far off. And
really?
What's
that going to mean for newspapers, for television stations and radio stations? What's it going to mean for cable networks? What's it going to mean for folks like that?
Well, I think it's going to mean different things for different people. I think print advertising in newspapers in particular will be less affected. First of all, print advertising is less intrusive than broadcast advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You can always just turn the page.
Right.
You don't have to pay attention to it. You don't have to go to the refrigerator. You could just ignore it. And also, the content of your local newspaper is almost unduplicated anywhere else in the world. It serves a very specific local purpose.
But there's, but there's another problem, though, we got with print, and that's not with newspapers, and that's not doesn't have anything to do with well, I should say it doesn't have anything to do with technology. It does, but young people aren't reading newspapers these days.
Exactly. And that and that's a different
that's
kind of marketing problem. But I think that, I mean, newspapers in general are losing their audiences because of all of these advances in technology. But I think
Well, that's right. I talked to my daughter, and I say, you know, why don't you read the newspaper? She said, I get my information off the internet. You know, that's what's happening. Your daughter probably is too. Kirk, stand by. We're going to take
exactly
a quick break. We got to take a quick break. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we got some more folks who are going to join us here from the Office Depot's 4th Annual Success Strategies for Business Women Conference. And the first hour coming up in the next show, I'll be visiting with some of those ladies and talking to them. Some of the award winners actually are going to be here. And also Nell Marlino, who many of you know is the lady who's helping a lot of women to get some capital, the very valuable capital that they need. And we'll be visiting with Nell. She's one of the old friends that we'll have tomorrow on the show. But then a bunch of new friends I believe we're talking to. And then after that, we're going to be visiting with Josh Feinberg, who's one of our small business technology expert, and Brian Tracy. Most of you know who he is. Brian's got a new book out, and he's going to be joining us to talk to us about that. Kirk Chaffetz is with us, and he's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. Kirk, we're talking about technology and how it's affecting marketing, and as consumers of technology and as users of technology in our business, Kirk, we need to realize how technology is affecting the way we penetrate the market, don't we?
Absolutely. And as I was saying, I think, Jim, as we approach this sort of magic moment, which may be a year or two off, but we're getting there rapidly, when increasingly the only advertising people will see is the advertising they choose to see, the notion of targeting an audience and providing content that they actually want and need that carries your marketing message, mm-hmm. that's going to become the key to marketing in the future. The whole notion is that you've got to add value to your customer's life if you want them to pay attention to your message. You've got to convey some information.
There was a time when any kind of content that you could deliver was absorbed because there wasn't that much out there. You had one newspaper, you had three or four channels on the television, and I was the first remote control, by the way. You know, I was my dad's remote control, and you probably were too. And so you had that, and then you had radio, and you had, you know, any given town had two or three radio stations. Now every small city has, you know, quite a few radio stations, and we've got 100 and something channels on television, as you say. We got the World Wide Web out there, coming right into our desktops, and then we've got whatever kind of print we want, you know, magazines and newspapers, and so we can get stuff from a lot of places. And as you say, my problem, Kirk, is I don't have the time to read all the stuff and to look at all the stuff that's available to me. I've got to really be discriminating about what I spend my time on, don't I?
Absolutely. And I think that what I'm saying as well is that not only do you lack the time, but you especially lack the time to pay attention to somebody's ad if it doesn't directly improve your life, to pay attention to that ad. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't entertain you or convey some information that makes your life better, then you're not going to pay any attention to it. And technology is giving you more and more power to avoid advertising messages.
So what are we going to do, Kirk, about the ads that you know, you're saying we're only going to look at the ads we want to look at. What about, you know, how many? What about the impulse type of things, where where we say, you know what, I'm glad I saw that, but I wouldn't have chosen that ad. I wouldn't have chosen to look at that ad or to listen to that commercial, but I'm glad I did because it reminded me of something that I need or it informed me about something. What about that? You know, there's a lot of things that we see during the day that we wouldn't have chosen to see, but we're glad we saw it.
No, absolutely. And I think those kinds of environmental messages, there's a whole area of advertising now called ambient messaging, which is about putting messages into the environment, putting them on the sides of escalators and subway walls and
Almost subliminal.
Almost. Places where people are going to be standing or waiting or want something to pay attention to distract themselves.
Right.
I don't know how many ads I've read on the New York subway system that have nothing to do with my life, but that are kind of interesting, more interesting than staring out the window at a blank wall. So
right.
Those kinds of things will persist. But I think that the interesting part about this for small business people is that if you can create content, as you counsel people in your newsletter, not just on the web, but in every form of marketing that you do, if you can create content that entertains, engages, and adds value to people's lives, you can actually begin to play on a par with major marketers because
really
they're going to be forced to do those things as well, as increasingly the power of, you know, multi-billion dollar TV campaigns gets dissipated by the power of consumers to avoid those campaigns. That, to me, is the key.
Another thing that I do is to talk about some of the things you're just saying, and that is to make sure that we realize that the playing field is being leveled for us on so many different ways, and that we actually can find and even dominate some markets because of our ability to focus. And that's an important lesson that small business owners need to realize. And Kirk, we're going to take a break in just a few seconds, and when we come back, I really appreciate the time that you've given us on understanding this thing about technology and marketing. And if you've got a thought or two that you want to finish up with, we'll do that. But also, you've just returned from Spain. I want you to give us a little travelogue about what you found over there and how you found the marketplace in Spain. We're going to get you to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, and he's the author of Thinking Inside the Box, and as you know, I recommend it. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. I'm broadcasting on the road in Boca Raton Resort down in Boca Raton, Florida, and having a good time down here. And Kirk is in his home office in New York City, and he's the author, as I reminded you earlier, Thinking Inside the Box. Kirk, tell us where the book's available, please.
The book is available most easily on Amazon or BNN.com or through my publisher at SimonSays.com.
Simon Says.
Which is Simon & Schuster's website.
Exactly. Folks, check that out, and I really believe that you'll benefit from knowing about Kirk and about his book. Kirk, any if you got a last thought that you'd like to wrap up on the technology and marketing thing, I'd like you to do that, and then I want to get into your trip to Spain.
Last thought on the marketing side is just to counsel everybody, think hard about what part of human knowledge you've got a lock on. If you're selling computers, then you know how to use them and you can help people. You know, you can help teach people how to use them. If you're selling dresses, then you know about fashion and trends in fashion, and you can help people stay ahead. It's all about giving people information that makes a difference in their lives, because that's what will bring them in the door, and you're in as good a position to do it as anybody.
Content, content, content. Your
exactly.
Message has got to be riding on the back of something. You know, one of the things I wrote about recently is Wipham, Kirk. What's in it for me? That's the single, very
right.
Simple but very rude principle of your relationship with your customers. What's
Absolutely.
In it for me? That's their attitude. They have no concern about your whether you survive or not, or whether you're happy or not. It's what's in it for me, and that's their attitude.
Absolutely true. But I think what's most interesting is that most people are too polite to ask you that question. you've got to ask it for them of yourself.
It's our job. That's exactly right. That's our prime directive. Kirk, let's change horses a little bit and move over to your trip to Spain.
Okay.
You were just there for a business meeting. How did you find the economy there? How did you find the marketplace?
The marketplace in Spain is solid. Southern Europe is doing very well. Northern Europe seems to have slowed down a bit. But in Spain, the economy is growing. It's growing faster than last year as far as I can tell. And prospects look very good. Madrid's bustling. Barcelona's in good shape. Advertisers are spending money. Budgets are opening up. And also competition is increasing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always
that's
good.
It in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, what about our trade with Spain? How are we doing? Our president likes us. We like their president. Spain's president.
Relations with between Spain and the United States couldn't be better at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think the Spanish typically, however, one must bear in mind, were by margins of 90% and more opposed to their president's cooperation with us in the Iraq War. So that the view of the typical Spaniard of all of this is much dimmer and darker than their president's view. And dealing with the Spanish as dealing with all business people in Europe these days, mm-hmm. American business people are well advised to stay away from strongly pro-American political positions. I hate to say it, but it's true. Because mm-hmm. our government has become extraordinarily unpopular all over Europe with average people. And I think that if you walk into a business meeting almost anywhere in Europe, but especially in Spain or France these days, probably anywhere but England, and you start talking about how much you support the United States' position in the Middle East, you're going to create resistance for yourself that you don't
but
need.
But that doesn't prevent being able to talk about doing business, does it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think everybody's interested in doing business.
And business as long is as business.
You just stick to business. I mean, in Europe, the secret to everything I've discovered is two things. Number one, it's personal relationships. You have to get to know the people you're doing business mm-hmm. with. It's not quite as fast and easy as in the U.S. Mm-hmm. People want to know who you are. And then it's, like everywhere else in the world, it's the numbers. If it makes sense and you seem like a decent person, people will do business with you.
Kirk, that's going to have to be the last word. We're going to have to wrap it up. But thank you for your time today. Thanks for all the important information you've shared with us, and for the travelogue to Spain. We appreciate that very much, and we'll get you. We're looking forward to get you back on the show again another day.
Thanks, Jim.
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.